Let's take a look at another global crisis, climate change, and what we're learning about it from the coronavirus outbreak. That's what we're tackling today in a segment we're calling The Big Fix.
We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not.
Can we turn this around?
We have no other option.
The only option that we have is to succeed.
What we do now and in the next few years will profoundly affect the next few thousand years.
In the effort to slow down the spread of the coronavirus, flights around the world are grounded. You may be working from home and not driving. When was the last time you gassed up your car? The social distancing is good not just for public health, it's also good for your carbon footprint. The world's Anna Kussmer joins me now. So Anna, when we talk about the global carbon emission impact of the response to this coronavirus, what do all these behavior changes add up to?
The biggest impact when it comes to the environment is the economy. When the economy changes so drastically, there's going to be huge changes in the environment as well. The more a country's economy is reliant on carbon, on oil and gas, the greater the drop in emissions when a huge recession hits like we're seeing now. China in the month of February saw a 25% drop in carbon emissions compared to usual. That's mostly due to a drop in manufacturing. Scientists are expecting a similar drop all around the world. This is also translating to things like air pollution. I talked to a transportation economist in Italy named Marco Percoco, and he says air pollution in northern Italy and Wuhan are way down.
In the past few centuries, we could not observe something like this. It's really a sudden shock, and it's very concentrated.
So, Anna, it sounds weird to ask, but is the coronavirus good for the environment?
It's really tempting to want to draw that conclusion, particularly with all the bad news. Want to see some kind of silver lining. But there's no indication that any of these positive impacts will last. This is really a short-term dynamic. And that's because nothing in the system is actually changing. And emissions aren't down because of well-designed energy and environmental policy. When the economy rebounds, pollution will come back, and it could get even worse.
Well, I know humans are prone to repeating mistakes of the past, but how could it get worse?
An economic meltdown is really bad for the renewable energy sector. It's going to be harder to finance those projects and to also source materials for renewable energy. And finally, I'm sure as you've noticed, this pandemic is taking up pretty much everyone's attention right now. Climate action requires a lot of political will, and it loses momentum as an issue as the whole world rallies around this other problem.
So your point is that the coronavirus may not be the pivot moment for climate change that many think it might be. Could there be any upside of the virus for the environment?
After economic recessions come stimulus packages from governments. That's when governments inject money into the economy to try to kickstart industries. The European Central Bank and the U.S. already have planned packages of hundreds of billions of dollars. Those packages could have some kind of upshot for the environment. I spoke to Fatih Birol. He's the director of the International Energy Agency in Paris. And he said he's calling for governments all over the world to use those stimulus packages to fund large-scale renewable energy projects like huge solar wind farms, things like that.
This is a very important opportunity. Important thing is that we launch sustainable stimulus packages focused on clean energy technologies.
When we have a big disruption like we're seeing now, there are also huge opportunities for change, and that could apply to lots of different things, particularly climate.
The world's Anna Kussmer checking in with us from her remote studio. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Marco. Stay safe.
You too.